Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. The Women's Forum is hosted by Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye from Washington. Today we are looking at the road traveled by the reigning Miss Zimbabwe USA 2014, Wadzanai Tembani, who was crowned last week at a function held during the Zim Expo in Atlanta, Georgia. Wadzanai competed against 12 beautiful contestants who battled it out for the crown of Miss Zimbabwe USA 2014. Wadzanai was crowned the winner, with the first runner-up being Sinono Sibanda and the second Nyasha Michelle. 19-year-old Wadzanai says she's a full-time international intern with the Tariro House of Hope based in Harare, and she's also working full-time as well as pursuing a medical career. We are lucky to have the reigning Miss Zimbabwe USA 2014, Wadzanai Tembani, on our program tonight. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Wadzanai.
Yes, thank you.
Wadzanai, you have just won the Miss Zimbabwe Zim Expo title. What does this mean for you as a young woman stationed here in the USA?
It's very exciting because it's like an honor to represent my country as an ambassador and a role model for girls not only in the United States but in Zimbabwe also.
What do you intend to do with your title?
I intend to do a lot with my title, actually. My biggest thing is to make sure everybody has an opportunity to obtain an education, because education is a key to anybody's success. So I want to start this through charities in Zimbabwe. I'm currently working with one called Tariro House of Hope, which is based in Epworth, and they provide food and education for the underprivileged children so that, you know, they have an opportunity to also regain their privileges.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. What got you interested in taking part in pageants like Zim Expo?
Zim Expo is actually my first pageant. I recently started modeling here in the United States. I've done a few fashion weeks. It's something I just love doing. Modeling is my passion. I've done a few fashion shows that I really enjoyed, and so I decided to do this pageant because it's not just modeling, it's modeling with a cause. You know, my mom always used to say, you know, you should model. So this year I decided it's a year of new beginnings. So I went out there and I met some new people who got me into several different shows, like Vogue to Africa Fashion Week, Dallas International Fashion Week that I did last week, where I met one of the designers who designed one of my gowns that I wore to the pageant, actually. It's been fun. It's really interesting. I like to try new things. I'm a bit adventurous. You know, everything, you know, I take it as it comes.
What has it been like for you growing up in the diaspora, being Zimbabwean and also trying to fit into the American culture? How have you acclimatized yourself?
I actually was born and raised in Zimbabwe. I moved to the U.S. in 2010, which was 4 years ago. Adjusting wasn't really a big thing because, you know, I knew my values and I knew how hard my mother worked to get us here. So when it came to school, peer pressure wasn't really my thing. I'm not one to fall for peer pressure. I came here with a purpose to, you know, get through school and make something of myself. And that's one thing I've managed to do. 4 years ago, it was pretty hard because I moved from a private school in Zimbabwe to a public school over here. Public schools here are not bad, but then it's just the discipline level was different. So adjusting was a little different for me. It's just like the way the children here behave is not really how I would ever behave when I was in Zimbabwe going to the convent. So yeah, you know, as long as you know where you stand, where your values are, you should be good. You know, as long as you have your priorities set up correctly, nothing should really come in your way.
And what message would you have for other young ladies or women out there who'd like to, you know, aspire to do what you did, enter into a pageant and perhaps walk away with the title?
Right. The sky's the limit. You can do anything and everything you want to do. No matter what anybody says, as long as you believe in yourself, you can do it. That's the way I look at life, and that's the way I've made it. And I believe everybody should look at life that way. You are beautiful, you are successful, and you are blessed.
Time is not on our side. Thank you, Wadzanai Tembani, for having been our guest on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women.
It's my pleasure. It was nice talking to you guys.
The Women's Forum was hosted by Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington.